Oh, yes. Special early AM edition of the Pick and Flip Codcast podcast.
Podcast.
It is early, so give me a break.
Yeah, it is.
Pardon me while I remember how to speak. I got a mouthful. I'm good so morning. Dehydrated. It's ridiculous.
Are you? Yeah. I slammed a couple bottles of Poland Spring before I went to bed last night. Get a little hydrate action. Since is it warm up in New York at all? We're in like the hundreds. It's ridiculous.
It's sticky right now. It's not so much warm that it's just sticky. Humidity is rough. It's rough. But good morning to you, fellas.
Good morning, Jasper. You all right? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you just get off of work a few hours ago, or are you?
No, I worked yesterday during day shift.
Ah, fun. Very good. Well, coming up on today's show, we got a bunch of stuff we want to cover. I know, Knox, you got some stuff to share here in a second. You just sent those over to me. You want me to share that? Is that
no? I sent them over so I could open them up on mine.
Gotcha. Jasper's got a few things to share from some big sales that we're going to be jealous about because mine have been flat because we've been so busy with everything else. So we'll do that. I know you got some fines, Knox, from this week that we'll talk about.
Go over. Yeah, we'll do that. I'll do that leading off because it's it goes along with what we spoke about last week when I said that the best places smell the worst when you walk in. And
you get the good stuff.
We'll share some photos as to what I walked into with this place, which I actually knew the guy, luckily. So I had forged a relationship with this particular individual last fall. So he lets me in to his rubbish, nice. More or less, like the area of the building that he's not. I don't know if he's, you know, when you get with a hoarder, are they ashamed of their pile? Are they anxious about their pile when you're going through? Are they just like, this is my shit? And
more the latter, I would think.
Because I would feel terrible if somebody saw that mess of mine.
Listen, from our little mini warehouse to the two storages we talked about that I have 2 hours away, to what this house looks like with it, just this room alone, I've got boxes everywhere. You know, and at this point, you should be through with all the virus stuff. You should be through, you know, the death pile, right? I mean, that should all be.
No. I mean, you'd think, but I mean, compared to you guys, my inventory is a lot lower. But like Jasper said the other day, I've been buying more than I've been selling as of late. So I do have, I could spend 3 days listing straight. Probably.
Hi, Andrew. Welcome.
You know, but yeah, this past week, there was a place downtown.
Hey, hang on. I haven't even went through what we're talking about.
Oh, geez.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Christ. See how quick
I'm hitting the gas. Right, I'm hitting the gas on it.
Well, I'm telling you about my bicycles.
I'm not.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Calm down. Take a breath. Grab your grilled chicken out of the refrigerator. Fire up your seltzer.
The hell did I eat last night? I had fried chicken last night.
Okay. Well, stepping out of your comfort zone. One thing I know we want to talk about a little bit is managed payments coming up. We'll talk about that on the eBay side of things. If anybody had any more horror stories, because that's basically my life the past week. With just ridiculous people dealing with them. And then something that Jasper brought up to me, which we've discussed a little bit, is this new 5% fee on top of everything that that eBay is throwing on to a lot of sellers. And did you notice, Jasper, there's a lot of talk in the Facebook groups, the selling groups, about it too?
Yeah, that's the only way up. Found out about it. That was the first I heard of it.
No, it's not. I sent over that, unless you just didn't read my.
I probably didn't read it.
Well, we'll get into it later, but there's this new 5% fee that, and by the way, was kind of debunked as far as if eBay should even be allowed to do that under their current terms of service that they're now kind of scrambling to change very quickly. So we'll talk about that. For some reason made a giant buy. Got four pallets this week. Just got everything. Emily got everything listed last night, but I got pictures of all four of the pallets. We'll break those down a little bit, talk about that. And we'll talk about how many are already sold potentially, because it's Facebook Marketplace. So you can't really like, you can't be like, yeah, they're all sold, you know, even though we've got a ton of meetings set up just from those. So anything else I'm missing? What else? I got it on my phone. By the way, I can't print black, just black ink on my wonderful Canon printer because it's out of color ink. So then I did this whole bypass thing and it still won't print. So I'm really pissed off about that. It's annoying to have to buy both inks, if you know what I mean.
That's why I just use a black and white laser.
Yeah, I think I need one. Well, I mean, I just for printing off show stuff. I mean, I got my label thing, but do they have printers that are just black and white?
Oh yeah.
Am I that? I know nothing. I know nothing.
Wireless too.
Yeah. Now that sounds like a bad idea. His printers work so terribly as it is, it seems. I want you to talk about the baseball card case at some point.
Oh, so yeah, I'll pull that up. I'll pull that up too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. One thing I did want to mention right off the bat is I'll put it up on the screen here in a minute. I've been working on a Facebook page. I had to have a redesign of the graphics because Knox has problems with names. So it took me a minute to try to do that. And so then I got busy and completely forgot about it. So anyways, we'll have a Facebook page up and a website. I already looked into that. And we have a email that I'll link in the description, and we'll scroll across here in a minute when I get a second to put it up. But, you know, the reason for that, if you ever have any comments or questions, especially about selling, not that we know that much, but maybe we could help, have a little bit of knowledge. Been selling for, you know, a few years or a decade.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's that? Uh-oh.
Should the Facebook page be a group instead of
a page? It can be, but I mean, you can't. It's hard to send people just to a group. I would definitely start a group, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely off of that page for sure. But anyways, I think that's everything that we want to cover in less than an hour. Can we do it? We'll see. All right. Anyways, so what do you got?
We're going to do it. I'm sorry that I took off running so hard. So I mentioned that I went over to this hoarding situation. The history on this building is that it was a very popular restaurant in town for, I mean, probably 50 or 60 mm-hmm. years. And then this individual bought it. I'm not going to give up the names, but that's the story behind it. And so if you pull up my picture on the screen share, Maestro, this is what it looked like on one side of it walking in.
I mean, that's bad, but not really, really bad. Like, look, you can see a corner in the building that's not just piled all the way to the ceiling, right?
That's true.
That's where you really get into the hoarding. That looks like organized chaos. And let me ask you this. Did you ask the guy, like, hey, do you have anything like this? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then just went right to
it. Oh, he goes right to it. Yeah. He knows where everything is, for sure.
So my old hoarding situation, but not that bad. Like I said, it's things are, organized, more organized chaos, I'd say, than hoarding. Looks like a honey hole, though.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, yeah. So I was immediately, not immediately, I was about three asks in, and I asked about the, if I don't know, I think I can zoom in on this, but there's a Bud Light pool table light over hanging in the middle there, and it's sweet. And he says he's not ready yet, but I can probably get a hold of that later, which is pretty outstanding.
Oh, that,
so I'm going to pull up.
That didn't do me any good when I just put it full screen.
The first thing that I grabbed was this right here. This is a Toymaster 1960 electric life-size fireplace. And can you guess how much I picked it up for?
Why is it made by Toymaster?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not a toy, right?
That's just how it works.
It's a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I have no idea what you paid for it.
I'd say $20.
No, he's cheap. Creed? Five.
Well, believe it or not, $2.
Nice. Well, that's a deal. Is it just the box? Is there anything in it?
There is something in it, actually. That's okay. The next. Funny you should ask that. If you pull up my screen there.
I am. I'm on it.
It had all the parts, amazingly. Wow. It's been used a couple of Christmases, but it's even got the instructions there, the light box. You see the fireplace logs.
4 years of work.
A number of them. But it's still in really good shape. So $2 in, obviously. And here's what I'm looking at as far as comps go for listings. Right, I think this is my one where I'm... No, this is the listing one. If you share me. Nope, those are the solds. They go anywhere from 200, you know, between 75 and 200 bucks. Yeah. There's one listed right now that's never been used. Still in the box for 1,200.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is which would be great. If I had pulled, if I had turned 2 into 1,200, that'd have been incredible.
That's a little aggressive, I'd say. Wishful.
Now, I did get some other great things.
Yeah.
Of course, while I was in there. And one of my other faves that I picked up.
God bless you.
Is this son of a gun right here. It's actually, those aren't stains. I had wiped it down for the photo. Yeah. And it was still drying in the picture, but
you know what I can never get out of my mind is Jasper telling me about a lot of electronics and coffee makers and stuff that potentially can have a crap load of roaches in them. It scares that just scares
I didn't take
it.
A picture of it, but I opened it up, and the reason why he gave it to you. Now, can you guess me how much I paid for this one?
What exactly is it? It's Go Video. What?
It's a dual deck, so you can copy VC or VHSs with it.
Oh, okay.
The VHS copier. Wow. So it was on the floor. We were in the basement at this point. It was on the floor, and so I was wary of it. And so, how much you thinking? Because I always look for VHS DVD combos immediately, and I saw this one.
I can tell you, it's going to be 10 or below.
$1.
Jesus Christ.
I paid $1 and he said you might have to clean it up. You know, it was pretty mucked up. When I got it, there was a decent amount of schmutz on top.
You know, water damage was laying in.
No water dude, I opened it up. I don't have a photo of the opening up, but I can include it when I list it. Clean. Clean as a whistle. No mold, nothing on the inside.
That means he probably from wherever he grabbed it from was looking real bad.
Yeah, I guess, but that one does okay. Completeds look promising for that one, and those are all used. And I don't have the remote for it, but most of these don't have a remote either.
Be careful with that free shipping at $49, though, man. That thing goes out of the state of Washington. I bet you.
I won't do free shipping.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I won't. But I mean, I'll do. But I'll do exact. Like I won't upcharge the shipping on it at all. And let's see here. Oh,
it's part there's of my profit.
Well, you know, I d- you
there's
can
big debates about that, by the way. People hate people. Some people will say that, you know, if you charge say $15 shipping and it costs you $10, that you should refund them. No, not to me anyway. Is Jasper, you ever do that?
I do it sometimes. If it's a lot, if it's a big difference, I do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, one thing this guy had a ton of that I missed out on was ham radio equipment, which is funny.
Pat would have loved that.
Pat would have loved it.
Send it over to Pat at Crooked River Radio.
Maybe we should. Now, I was very sad. I saw this Shure mic, this desk microphone. Those are quite sought after and valuable and pretty rare. However, the previous person that had that thing chotched it up and attached an Ethernet cable
to the back.
That's what that is, the Ethernet cable. Yeah. Now, that's when you cross into the territory of, do I want to, you know, go find the right cord and reattach the original cord to this thing?
No, I'd chop that off and put it on a shelf, actually. That's what I would do.
You think?
That's
I mean,
me.
It's cool looking.
I mean...
If it had the right cord, yeah, it would go for close to $200.
Putting a cord on something can't be that hard.
And then next to it is a different. I can't find a make on the one next to it, but I pulled those out of there too. Paid $1 a piece for those, that was a good deal. He was all about the dollar deals. Now, what I don't have photos of that I'll talk about quickly. I got some Corningware coffee mugs. Corningware Pyrex coffee mugs, nice ones. But I'm using those because I like them. I also picked up out of that haul some vintage Lionel Train books, which were cool too. All in $25 for the day.
Yeah.
On all this stuff. And I got a decent amount of stuff out of it. So
I'd say that's a pretty good day.
So there you go. Ain't that something?
Ain't that something? I'm still trying to navigate this new Facebook, trying to figure out how to pull up messages over here. It's pretty bad.
Now, two things I want to mention. The bikes. I just got back from the bike shop.
Yeah.
And they're pedaling nicely. They shift, which is cool. I'm going to wait until next show because I want to get them listed up first. I was slowed down because I had to procure the boxes for these before I'll post them, before I'll list them up. Bike boxes.
That's
so that
pretty
was a
smart.
Yeah,
that's one of my biggest downfalls is listing something that I don't have a box for.
Yeah. And oh, take care of it when it sells.
I'm trying to find a box.
Yeah, it's the worst. I have a pretty big supply that actually takes up more space than my inventory does. Sometimes is my box supply and my packing.
I'll tell
supply.
You for smaller stuff, Dollar General's where it's at.
For picking up like your padded envelopes and that kind of stuff.
No, for small boxes. If you ever need them, man, they've always got a million outside.
I work at an educational institution that gets a lot of Amazon packages delivered every day to the people that are here.
Too.
And I get to pull those too, yeah, which helps. But yeah. So I'll wait until the next one until I you know, we'll give the dramatic conclusion to the three bicycles that I'm in. Now I'm into them for I mean, about 150 a piece. So,
would you do have some work done on it, or?
Yeah, I wouldn't dare try and pretend that I can work on a bicycle.
Happy 50th, Bishop. Birthday today.
Happy birthday! Did you wish him one over messenger?
I just did.
Like off the air when you woke up this morning. Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. No.
I just did.
Should I? I mean, I just said happy birthday. Does that one not count? I mean,
that's fine.
Cards in the mail.
Holy cow.
Let's get a haircut at the bicycle shop. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a, look at this. So I got a haircut from this guy in town, and he was happy to cut my hair, but he wouldn't touch my beard.
Yeah.
So I got this super tight haircut, and I got the beard of an Amishman.
Boy, good luck with this sharing stuff, man. Jesus Christ. Now I see why I need two screens. That is not easy.
Anyway,
I'm going to figure this out.
I'm also I just took photos of a bunch of Masters of the Universe stuff.
Hey. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool stuff. I was going to jump right into. just going to. See, I think this is more personal and more of a better birthday message. But don't forget, Bishop's going to be on later around 2:30, 3 o'clock, somewhere around there to do some lottery scratching. Hopefully have a little bit better luck.
Who was laughing
Nobody.
In the background?
That's your bad internet that is in and out.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear why my internet sucks while you're fixing that? You know, I put a new floor in, dude. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a satellite dish on the top of the building from Dish Network, and the cord was hanging down and got in the way, and so I I cut the cord, and then and I kept working, and then I thought I had gotten rid of the cord, so I cut the cord again, and the second time that I cut the cord, I actually cut the fire line coming into the building for the router in the hallway, so. Mm-hmm. I managed to cut my own internet.
Did you tell anybody about that?
I haven't told my boss yet. I'm going to tell him when I get back from my vacation this weekend.
Yeah, where are you heading? Go see your mom?
Because I don't want to tell him before I leave, because that would just make me nervous the whole time I was gone. Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, I have to go change the laundry.
Go change.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Any big shopping trips this week, Jasper? Heading off to do anything, or are you working?
I'm off for 7 days now. So,
oh, nice.
Today, I'll probably hit the local thrift stores and then Lawrence tomorrow and probably Rockingham sometime next week. Got to make up for lost time.
You'll have lots to share next week then. Jesus, this
hopefully
sharing stuff is not easy over here. I don't know how you guys do. Bish and Knox can share stuff real easy. I can't. We'll figure it out. Hey, real quick. Oh, there he is. I was going to say, so this 5% thing, I had sent you a message quite a while ago when I started getting these things where it said that in the health and beauty category, which is what I sell mostly in, that my items not as described are high, which we're talking like two out of, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sales. The percentage is less than 1%, and they warn me like three times that, you know, if it goes up even the slightest, I think it's just under, I don't remember if it's just under 2% or something like that, but then you get into the very high category, and then that's when they're going to slap an extra 5% final value fees on. And it's very confusing. And especially the worst part about it, and those of you who sell on eBay will understand that a lot of people, when opening up a return, they could care less. It's just like when they walk into a Walmart and say, it's broken, it's damaged, ain't no good, you know, for a return. These people are the same way. They put in anything. Well, so when you go to open up a return on eBay and you say that the item is not as described, that can go against a seller's account. It's kind of a black mark, right? Am I right so far?
Yeah.
So I think that last month is when I finally got a thing that says it's very high, which by the way is less than 2% of all sales. And that's considered very high. So I haven't looked at it yet, but I can guarantee you that my 5% is on there. But after seeing all the groups last night, after you had said something, I went through and man, a lot of people are not only very confused about it, but also catching some pretty good.
Yeah, that's why I asked you about it. Cause I was, you know, looking through the Facebook groups and I saw four different people ask about it or complain about it.
Yeah.
I remember you sending me something now, but I didn't really.
That's what that was. It was just, and it was weird because they've got all that information is there. It's just very difficult to understand, as with anything with eBay, unless you sit down and really teach yourself and go through so much stuff. There's so many things that are in the back end that, I mean, after years and years and years, you still don't even know about. So I'm pretty sure that I'm hit with that. The wording, though, there was one in particular that I was looking at, and I'm going to try to pull it up here. As far as in the terms of service, where, let's see. Where it is outlined, where it says, this fee does not apply to above standard and eBay top rated sellers. The thing that I was telling you, Jasper, when we were talking about that, is that they're always talking about protection. You know, when you do things their way, right? this is making jokes about from the other night when we were drinking.
Yo, put me on.
Thank you. Anyways, they always, you know, if you play by their game, right, they protect you in ways for being top rated and doing things right, especially with the free returns. And it seems as if they've gone back from that. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever remember that wording, any of that? I mean, the dude, I mean, it's right here. He copied and pasted it, but then said that it's gone. That part of the wording.
Yeah, I remember they were talking about how they were going to start standing up for the sellers and or standing behind the sellers and protecting you against.
Well, when they admitted that, you know, yeah, when they admitted that, listen, you're going to be, you know, if you're accepting free returns, you become a mark for anybody that just wants to try something on or just, you know, try it out, look at it, to rent it, just like they do from big stores. And that was part of the reason why, you know, when they were so adamant about people accepting free returns and being real lenient with that, that's why they added those protections. Now it's like, now it seems as if it's changed. And I think this is the point where, what is it, more funnies? Yeah, Bishop. Lumber white, what? Like a lumber white, lumberjack.
Go to the next one. Go to lumber the one jack down.
White Drake. Baba Booey. Troll. Such a troll. Anyways.
Oh, whoa. Who was that? Oh,
Jesus Christ.
What'd you touch?
Knox, I swear I cannot share anything good. I don't know how the hell you guys do this over here. It is so.
Are you using Firefox, right?
Yeah, but
you have to click on application window. You have to open up the picture.
Yeah, no, I mean I know how to do it, but I'm saying on this screen it's so freaking hard to.
Oh, right. For you to do it because it's in the way of your way of you seeing your studio.
Jasper, send those if you can. Is that possible for you to send those three pictures over to Knox? Can you do that or put it in the our group chat?
Yeah, I'd have to get up for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. Do your thing. Got to figure this out.
You can't stick them in the group chat, Creed? They're your pictures or they're Jasper's pictures?
I suppose I could. Yeah, he could do it. I have the Sharon thing. So
we're
big
on delegation.
I see why it's easier to have two screens because it covers up this thing. It would have taken forever to do it. Anyways,
well, Bish liked the mics. They're pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Those microphones.
He just likes them because you know you got that little button to press. Do you remember what the email was? I was going to put that up. It's so unprepared. Yeah.
Pick and flip.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Pick and flip ATS@gmail.com.
Internet went away through that whole thing. Great job.
Oh, pick and flip. Pick N, the letter N. Pick and flip ATS@gmail.com.
Have you jumped over to eBay Managed Payments, or are they not on your ass for it?
They're not on. They haven't met to me yet. Now I'm below radar with eBay, I think.
Yeah, nobody. That might be what it is. I was getting so many messages during the day. I was getting so many messages. You know, actually throughout the week for a few weeks, they were almost like a bill collector. You know, and then they threaten you saying that if you don't sign up by. I think it was the 15th. If you don't sign up by then you're not going to be able to list anything more. It's so rude the way that they do that.
Yeah.
And they know that everybody's pissed about, you know, listen, eBay is supposedly a tech company, right? But every time they launch something, it's a disaster. I mean, that's almost like proven. And it, you know, people now we're talking about money. They're getting rid of PayPal, which they used to own. Then they sold off and now the contract is up. So they're doing their own managed payments thing. And there's a big difference, you know, with PayPal, you get the money's instantly there when you're shipping. You ship with the PayPal money. Right. You know, now with managed payments, you're going to be on your dime off of your credit card, basically.
Yeah, it's no good.
No, and it's going to take some time to get used to, especially with waiting a few days, waiting a few days to get your money potentially.
Well, look at you. If you do those, if you do free returns and free shipping, like you said, some schmuck on the West Coast will jump on that every time.
Yeah, no, there's and thankfully right. It's not that bad, but man, you really got to watch out for the people that take advantage of. Things like that. I saw that too. The shadow go by. It's the ghost of
It's the ghost of Jasmine. Welcome back. I wish I could share stuff.
My PC is very slow at waking up.
That's all right. Did you get them sent?
Sent to a group chat.
I got them.
Great. I'm going to send over while you do that and pull them up. I'll send you over some palette pictures. I guess we should just do that from now on until I figure this out.
I suppose.
Yeah. What a cluster F, huh?
Interesting. Look at you. I can't wait to ask you about some of these. Wow.
Well, pop one up and let's do it. Let's get to
it. Hold on. I'm just trying
to get it. What's taking so long? Why are we not ready?
These
are your, what are these? Some of your big solds from the week, basically?
Not really big. Just a couple of things you probably wouldn't think about. Mm. Recent solds.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I have none to share because mine are all like, Theraflu and Robitussin and
watches. Ready when you are, bub.
Yeah, oh, got it. Coming right up. Carol
Where
Baskin.
Did you tell me about this this little lovely right here?
It's just basically a little rubber. It's vintage, a rubber tiger. It's about 12 inches long. I can't remember exactly where I found it, but it was a thrift store somewhere. And I just recalled seeing in a Facebook group or on a YouTube video about somebody selling vintage rubber plastic animals. So I figured I'd grab it and paid $1 and sold it for $29.95.
Plus, not bad at all.
Plus shipping. What a dick.
They paid like $15 shipping on it. So I'm glad I charged shipping.
Can I ask what lots of pain wear means?
Does that say condition. Pain wear?
It says pain wear.
That was supposed to say pain.
Oh.
I missed that.
I thought that like maybe somebody that was in pain had been playing with it.
Possibly.
Very cool. All right. Let me I'll pull you up another one here. I like these. We'll go to the big one last.
Yeah.
Always save the best for last.
There you go, Mr. Creedy.
Got it.
All right, those are atomic aquatic flippers, like swim fins. I got those, I think, about 2 weeks ago at a small thrift store here. I paid $3, and I actually sold them for $65. I took the best offer.
Were they used?
Yes, they were used, but they're still in pretty good condition.
That's a really good flip.
I don't even think I'd ever think of looking up fins.
Did you look those up? Yeah, I looked them up. I always look them up. Most of the time, they're not, most of the fins I find aren't really worth that much. But
yeah, those are kind of cool, though, how they're
split. I think because of the split, the split design is what makes them a little more desirable.
Hell yeah. Nice, nice little roll there, sir. And this one, I like. Now, I'm excited to hear where you managed to find these because I've never seen this anywhere. But it doesn't mean anything. But I've never seen these.
Now, I have sold microscope parts before. I found them at thrift stores and yard sales. But the funny thing is, my mother actually found these laying in a parking lot. So they cost me absolutely nothing.
Were they in a case?
No, they were just, she saw one and she looked over and another one was laying about, a foot or two away. And she grabbed them and brought them home. She's like, hey, can you sell these? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I can.
Yeah.
And I actually took a $100 offer on those. So from free to $100.
Wow.
Free 99. They call that a come up.
Oh, yeah.
And free shipping. Isn't that nice of you? And not too bad. Sherrod. Oh, no. Where did you send it to?
I can't remember where it went to, but I could have shipped those first class, but I actually upgraded them priority just because.
Aren't they tiny? It's
a high profit. Oh, yeah. Real small.
Well, plus you got, you always got to remember, I always forget about that extra $100 insurance too when you bump it up to priority.
Yeah.
That's always interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's some good sales there.
Creed, you sent me a load of stuff. So let me see if I can.
If it takes, I it's really if you want to just grab a couple.
Well, no, but if I can, share and be able to use the slideshow, then we'll be all right. I just got to see if it'll do it.
Yeah, just try it. Trial and error. Either way, it's not a huge, thing. Oh, Bishop.
Okay, just give me a second.
Yeah, I'm waiting. No problem. Yeah, so we there's a place that is kind of our backup buying place. And it's only 35 minutes down the road from here, which is nice because, of course, the other way is, what, 1 hour and 45, 2 hours. It's like 4 hours on the road, especially when I'm pulling a trailer. You know, that slows it down a bit, too. But so anyways, they do these auctions weekly. And it's not easy buying pallets from an auction. It's hard to buy pallets standing there staring at them, for God's sakes. You know, stand around and stare at them, do some quick math in your head. So, I mean, just seeing them, especially during like a fast pace, it's not really an auction, though. It's a sale. Yeah, it's not an auction. It's a sale. You know, and they give you a price. And you, if you want it, you got to be the first to comment a number. And it's not that easy because then, you know, but anyways, it's a tough one to do. But we've had pretty good luck. We know... have a pretty good idea, but one of these pallets I'm going to show you, you know, Emily and I are both on the stream, you know, throwing them numbers out there as quick as possible to get things. So I was like, man, that one looks kind of cool. The reason why, let me tell you why I thought it was cool. Hold on. And this is what you do not do in pallet buying, by the way. It's just the empty box, but I saw this on the top of the pallet. And I'm in here in the office and I yell out to her, man, that looks like a cool pallet. Cause I saw this because I wanted this, which I ended up getting and taking for myself.
What is it?
It's just,
I didn't see it.
Cause
I've been
that
busy.
That 30 seconds.
I'm getting your damn pictures ready.
Thank you. It's a Johnsonville. It's a grill that has just marks for the sausage.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's for you, right? You're keeping that one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's how you do not buy pallets that way, because you will get yourself screwed if you start buying things that you're like, oh, that's cool. I've only done that a very few times. But anyways, I yell that out. I'm like, oh, that looks like a good pallet. And I start looking at the other stuff on the top, and all I see is dinnerware. And I'm like, not my thing. So I said, never mind. And then she popped.
Have we really been on for 49 minutes?
No, we had about 5-minute pre-roll. So we're very close to it, though. See what happens when you start talking? You got a bunch of yentas.
It's craziness, because we're running out of time here. All right, I'm going to... God, you sent me... I'm trying to figure out which ones are the most interesting to pull out for you.
Yeah, you know, right. even if it's one picture, hello Shannon. Even if it's one picture of each palette, that's fine.
We'll go over these. Matter. I'm gonna pull these up for you, and then
yeah, and then I'll just tell you about them a little bit, and then we'll
yep. Do that.
We'll figure out this sharing thing. Even if I gotta go grab another monitor, that's fine. We'll figure it out at some point.
So tell us about this one, sir.
That one, good one to start on. So, they have had, this is Target, case pack, they call it. Everything's every program, every line kind of has its own name. You know what I mean? But anyways, so this is a pallet of, brown boxes. You have no idea what's in it. But
it's not a Gaylord, because there's no box around the outside.
No Gaylord. But it's all case pack stuff. So when they first come in, and the ones that go on the floor that are priced pretty, not high, I shouldn't say high, but for somebody like myself that does not buy brand new things, especially things in cases and stuff like that, it's just not my thing. They come in with a big mix of SKUs. As the load dwindles down, you get to the clothing, that are basically only a few SKUs, meaning there's only like three different items on there, maybe different sizes and styles, but still it's pretty much exactly the same. We got a hell of a deal, under 400, I think, on this one. It is about 70% swimming trunks, all Target, all brand new case packs, 12 per box, over 500 pieces. We're in at less than a dollar. The one cool thing, a couple of, I think we've got 15 or 20 cases of Champion brand water shoes, if you will. You know, little, not really sandals.
Are they all, the Aqua Socks?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Are they all size 15, or did you get screwed on the sizes?
No, not bad at all, actually. It's all, I think that they're children's size, I think. Then we do have, I don't know, 10 or 12 cases of sandals with a little bit of a mix between large and extra large. But most of those boxes are swimming trunks, two different styles. One's blue, one's green. And Target, you know, Target, their clothing's pretty damn nice. So we should have no problem. I probably will wholesale some of that. And let me grab another fan palette, because, you know, again, we're one of the hottest weeks of the year coming up. We've been selling fans right straight through. This one, I like. We got to be careful when we're buying fan palettes, because you can only see like one or two sides of them, and the back could be slammed full of box fans. And in this business, just a nice friendly tip, if you ever buy fans, it doesn't matter if they're Walmart, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot, any of it, box fans are garbage. I mean, so bad.
You can't get rid of them?
Oh, no. You can sell them real quick for damn near retail for some reason, but they're garbage. They're very brittle, very easy to break. The blades on them, it'll be all over the place. You'll either have a good run on them, but I'm telling you, whenever I see them, I just discredit, like, I don't even think about them. You know what I mean? Like, I just, when I'm looking at a pallet of fans, I said, no, there is, you know, they just aren't happening, because they're typically always broke. We had five or six of them out of a Home Depot that we got last week of fans. And I think we had two good ones out of the five or six of them. But we bought that one because of the, you took the picture away. I was going to show you
I gave you a new one.
One side. Well, that's of a different palette. So
you want to go back to that one again?
No, it's fine. But anyways, that one had only like three or four box fans, which was good. But down the side of it were these window fans. And I'm telling you, people love, especially at the flea market. You know why they love window fans? Anybody want to guess? Window fans, I mean, they're kind of long and you know, no guesses.
Because they can blow the bad smells out of their houses.
Yeah. The pot smells.
They're good for bathrooms.
They're good for...
Oh, the pot smells. They're good for the pot smells?
That's why we sell so many of them. Because they reverse. They reverse.
Well, they do reverse, but...
Why do I sell food scales? Listen, I used to find pallets with food scales on them. Do you think that these people are weighing their food with the food scales? What do you think? Go ahead and tell me.
Maybe they like to portion out their turkey breast, dude.
Why is every single phone that is prepaid, that is brand new in a box, why is it within 10 minutes I get five offers from people in Florida? Why? Because they're for illegal activities, most likely, and for drugs, and for smuggling people into throw away burner phones. I'm telling you, that's why we sell so many window fans. I'm not kidding you. Oh, and there were some of those cyclone fans on there too. Those are really good. So we made out good. And I think the best part, 70 fans, we came out at about $7.50 per fan, by the way, which is pretty cheap. This was Bed Bath & Beyond or Bye Bye Baby, one of the two. You can't really see in the middle, sandwiched in the middle. I think there's probably six total, maybe eight baby gates, which are good. Typically nothing wrong with those. The step two, you can't really see it, but it's one of those big cars that actually has a thing you push, you know? So it's kind of like, It's not a stroller by any means, but you
know. Was it played with and then returned, or was it just opened and put it back in the box? And
a lot of this stuff, this is all .com. So, you know, you'll see right on the labels, most of it is just box damage. That in particular was brand new. Everything was fine, but the box is all, the box probably looked like that when they got it back. There's so already sold off of this, as far as I know, there's these two water tables. And for those of you who don't have kids, they're, I guess, tables that you put water in and kids play. I didn't know anything about them. I didn't even know they were a thing. But two of them have unicorns all over them. We sold them for $10 less than retail because they're not available in the stores right now. So out of stock.
Hmm.
So that's a nice little hit. We got, by the way, everything she got listed last night and got a ton of messages all the way up through like past like 12:30. Yeah, there's another side of it. So there's one of the water tables down on the bottom. You got three different water tables, two Evenflow, I think that's the brand name on them. Car seats,
Evenflow.
Yeah, that was coming. And then an ironing board, dude. So that was a nice little pallet. Doesn't look like much, but once you get all of them out of there, came out pretty good. And then this last one, this is the one that I told Emily not to get. Oh, no, that's Target. That's the other side of the Target.
Hold on. What was the one you said not to get? What does it look like?
The Gaylord with a bunch of stuff in it.
I'm looking for the Gaylord.
Yep, that's the last one, Gaylord. Find it, Gaylord.
Hold on, Gaylord.
Take your time, Gaylord.
Call me.
Well, it turns out that this one ended up, the one that, of course, I told her not to get, turned out to be the very best, and I'll hopefully show you.
It's not wrapped in yellow.
Why?
For a moment. Is it the one that has this, like, boxes that it's got actual items inside of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't.
It's getting antsy. Wants to get on the road.
You're just not nice.
Bishop should you should take this on the road, Mr. Cumdane. Birthday boy. Making jokes. What's taking so long, dude?
It didn't go over. Hold on.
Let me send it again, dude.
No.
I should learn how to share myself, dude.
I mean, I didn't see it in there. Why is it not in there? There it is.
Maybe it didn't send. Maybe
hold just on. Hold on. Okay. Now we got it.
Oh, fantastic. Should have had some elevator music. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Perfect picture. So I did not see, all I saw, my eyes, my fat ass eyes go straight to the Johnsonville sizzling sausage grill. Okay. But you got to understand, you know, there is somebody, they live stream this sale. There's a couple hundred people in there, and most of them are from Zimbabwe asking how much shipping is to Africa and Canada and everywhere else. But anyways, I see the grill. They go buy it. I see the grill, and then he moves on to the other side of the pallet, which is a bunch of, you see dinnerware and stuff and some brown boxes. I miss out on the four moms, Mamaru, which is one of those that does the whole motion thing. Have you ever seen them?
They go for $80.
What does?
Your sizzling grill.
Oh, no, I know. Mikey told me why. So when they first came out with the most important thing in that palette to me is grill. When they first came out with it, it didn't like just go right to Target, Walmart, stuff like that. It was a specialty thing. And I still think it's not super readily available on shelves.
I've never seen one before. I would have bought it if I did.
No, and I hope that it cooks. I hope that it cooks good because, you know, I think it'd be great. Anyways, I missed the four moms thing, but most importantly, on a $425 or $475 pallet, I don't remember which one, that Shark IQ robot right there. Do anybody want to guess what that's worth retail if you were to walk into the store and get that?
$289.
500-ish.
500-ish would be the winner because it's 550 there, and they can run up to 600.
How many of them are in there?
One. That's all you need. So, yeah, little bit used, a little bit dirty, but also if you take that out of the box and use it one time, it looks like you've used it for a year. That's how vacuums are. I mean, so this thing has a, even though it's upside down, it has a you're looking at it upside down. It has a docking station, and Emily turns
it
on.
It's a Roomba. It's like a newer version of a Roomba.
It is a Roomba. Yeah, but their version, and they have a lot of versions of them, but I believe this is their highest end version, I think. So it has this docking station that stands up. You set that down on the floor and you turn on the Shark that I always want to call a Roomba and tell it to dock. And so it'll move around. It's really kind of freaky to watch. It figures out where it's got to go. It has a camera on it, does a bunch of moves, and then backs up to the dock. And that the really cool thing about that is that with the old Roombas or the robots, whatever, they have a very small amount of dirt that they can take in, and you're constantly dumping them. Well, this one, when it's full, goes back to the docking station, and where it connects is a suction vacuuming effect, and it goes into that unit that's standing up. Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool. So, I mean, that thing could just keep going.
So how many uses until that thing breaks?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think they're pretty good. I think they're fairly highly rated.
Too many moving
There's
parts.
A lot. I would never use one. To me, it's kind of crazy. I just don't see how it would. I mean, I can't even get a printer to work. I can't even show pictures on a screen, no less you work a Shark. But they really are. They really do sell really good. The four moms thing. You know, it's like a bouncer, but it does all these rotations and stuff. I mean, it's pretty neat. There was a crock pot in there, a pressure cooker crock pot. I don't remember what else was in there. Some nice stuff, but those are the winners there. And the best part about it, the grill has a real small crack on top. It's Aww. Never been used. Oh no, you'd barely even notice it. If I would have ordered that, and paid full retail for it, I would have sent it back too. But it's just a small crack on the top. I sent Mikey the pictures of it because he was telling me about how much he wanted one too. And it's so new that it still has the plastic around the power cord, you know.
And it puts the sear marks across the tops of the sausages. It's got them built in. Is there like a raised sear?
I think so. And the other thing, I'm not sure. The other thing though that I do know that it does is it has a thermometer that goes into the middle one, which I thought was kind of neat.
That's
smart. I don't know. I know it seems funny, but this thing, I love it. Removable cooking plates, which is fantastic. Remember back in the day how bad those always used to be looking for George Foreman grills, which George Foreman grills are great, and they still, you know, they still sell. But those George Foreman grills that didn't have the removable plates were a nightmare trying to clean. Yeah, it's got a temperature probe, enclosed design, cooks quickly, cooked to perfection, 10 to 15 minutes. Cooks up the five sausages, dishwasher safe plates and drip tray. But it's really cool. I've never seen one, so I had to keep it. It doesn't say about the grill marks, but I don't really think it does. Well, we'll see how it cooks it. I don't know.
Ain't Looking that something? To it.
So anyways, you still got, I'm not sure what the list is, and but we've got a bunch of meetings set up today, so we'll see if those come through. And we basically went... This is the fun part, is when you go out and spend $2,000 in a heartbeat on pallets that you've never seen in person, and then you go and pick them up, and then you get them listed last night. We have 3 days to turn that, basically. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and half of Saturday, she's going to be gone to a COVID wedding. So
she's going to a wedding?
To a COVID wedding, yes.
Do you want to die?
She went down to Myrtle Beach.
I know. And now you're like, going off to, you know, you know,
what's supposed to do? Say, don't go to a wedding, dumbass.
You're ahead. I don't know. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The amount of people that we see at the flea market every single Sunday.
That's true. You're out making those deals as well. Yeah. Do you take any precaution with your meetups? Masks or anything? Or?
What, my AK-47 I bring underneath my seat? That kind of protection?
Condoms, you mean? What? What kind of protection?
PPE.
Oh. I told you I got a new mask, man. That I don't wear unless I have to.
But. That's right. Target's selling them, and you can try them on in the store, which is completely pointless.
I like that. The other thing that I love, I just love this list. I mean, what are we, 17th of July now, and it's just starting to get popular for Walmart and other stores to say, you got to wear a mask and to come in. I mean, why did we not do that, I don't know, around my birthday in March? You know, but no, we haven't been very good. We got the hand sanitizer, did that, but I mean, how much, I don't know. Playing with fire here.
Oh, when I drive from here down to my mother's, I'm just driving straight through. Did that come through?
Yeah. Is she in PA or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't even get out of the car the whole way down. I'll just.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. I don't. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. I think we're right everything. We did it.
Talked about managed payments. There was one of the any other horror. No big horror stories this week, Jasper. Anything too bad other than that guy with a really really weird long name?
Nah, just the Halloween mirror that I sold. It's still stuck in transit for the past 3 days. You get a message from the buyer every day wanting to know what's up.
Monday. That's one thing that I don't understand. I've got a return that's open. Well, I sent it over to you. The return that I had for the item that hasn't made it there yet, but they want to return it. You know, of course, it's a buyer with like 15 feedback. They sent me a message. I said, I'll look into it. I don't know what to do at that point. Do I tell them, I really don't know what to do in that point. I mean, I would close that and open up one of those request cases, but all that's going to do is I'm going to upload tracking because the technology company eBay can't figure out, you know, tracking associated with that. That's one of the, you know, when you have a package that's lost in transit, you have to do this thing. You have to manually go and find the tracking on the eBay listing and then add it into the tracking spot on eBay manually. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I scan it on my phone.
You scan what with your phone? Tracking. I'm saying when somebody opens up a request for something that hasn't been delivered yet.
Oh, okay.
And this person's pissed because it's one of those eBay things that says it's guaranteed delivery by whatever. Well, it went out the same day or next day for me. So, I mean, but then it sat in Charlotte. I don't think it ever got a scan outside of Charlotte until like a couple days ago. And it's like 10 days missed in transit. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, eBay guaranteed it by Tuesday. It was scheduled to deliver Monday.
Yeah.
It left Sherall and it hasn't been seen since.
And one thing, of course, because we do eBay does no education to buyers whatsoever, or tries to help in any way, shape, or form, really, to educate them on certain things. It's just like, I mean, it's the easiest thing. It's easier to return something than it is to buy or sell send a message on eBay. I mean, it's just right in your face. And, you know, these people, people just don't know that we don't own the post office. That's one of the biggest things that I don't understand. Do you not understand? I'm not delivering this to you. It's your fault. Your problem. Cause you sold it.
Can you imagine Creed wearing a mailman outfit? That would be,
it'd be hot.
Pretty cool.
You want me to do that for maybe if we're allowed to, maybe that's a great thing to dress up for Halloween
with the socks.
Oh yeah. Super high. Yep. big old socks. Anyways, well, we did pretty good. We covered everything. We're not quite to an hour. We got about 2 minutes to an hour. That's pretty damn good. I didn't think we were going to cover everything. Are you sure? I'm going to check my list one more time that I can't print out because I need colored ink. I'm pretty sure we did. Because as soon as I say goodbye, I remember, I wanted to say that. You know?
What'd you want to say?
Nope. We covered everything. We're good. Good job. Holy crap. I'm impressed.
Ran right through it.
Yeah, we did.
Professionals.
Oh, yeah. All right. So that's it. The Pick and Flick podcast. Early. I kind of like doing it early, by the way. That's kind of neat.
Episode 3.
Yeah, already episode 3. All right. That's it. Any last words? Any good...
You give us some motivational speakage about anything?
Wear your mask, buddy. Okay. Wear your mask out there.
Got it. Jasper, thanks again, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye, boys. See you next week for the Pick and Flip podcast.